They nailed me in New York for a rap in Philly in May 1947. When it came near time to get out of prison, they told me there were plans for a big concert at Carnegie Hall. I never fainted but one time in my life. That was after my midnight concert at Carnegie, 10 days after getting out of jail. Nobody had told me there'd be people behind me on stage. The place was more than sold out. And my first thought was, what the hell is that big choir out there for? When it came time to take my third curtain call, I said, I just can't make it no further. And I passed out like a light. The Carnegie concert was the biggest thing that ever happened to me. But when I got out of jail, the law threw the book at me. My application for a cabaret card was turned down flat. Without a card, no one would hire me, and there was no place I could work in New York, not if they sold juice there. I could play in theaters and sing to an audience for kids in their teens who couldn't get in any bar. I could appear on radio or television. I could appear in concerts at Town Hall or Carnegie Hall. That was okay. But if I so much as opened my mouth in the crummiest bar in town, I was violating the law. That's how screwy the setup is. I got married again to Louis McKay. We've been together ever since. I'm still working in clubs and concerts, although if you live in New York, you'd never know it. I still have no New York police card. So many good people have hollered about this for so long, though, that one day the police and the liquor board authorities are going to have to listen. Maybe this year will be the year I'll get my card. I sure hope so. I've been told that nobody sings the word hunger like I do, or the word love. Maybe I want to remember what those words are all about. All the towns from coast to coast where I got my lumps and my scars, every damn bit of it. All I've learned in all those places from all those people is wrapped up in those two words. You've got to have something to eat and a little love in your life before you can hold still for any damn body's sermon on how to behave. Everything I am and everything I want out of life goes smack back to that. Who can tell what detours are ahead? Another trial? Sure. Another jail? Maybe. But if you've beat the habit again, no jail on earth can worry you too much. Tired? You bet. But all that I'll soon forget with my man.